This is a recording of the Orange County Workforce Development Board's Equal Opportunity is the Law acknowledgement form dated May 2021. The Orange County Workforce Development Board, also known as OCWDB, and Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, also known as WIOA, recipients are prohibited from discriminating against any individual in the United States on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, including pregnancy, childbirth, and related medical conditions, sex stereotyping, transgender status, and gender identity, national origin, including limited English proficiency, age, disability, political affiliation or belief, or against any beneficiary of, applicant to, or participant in programs financially assisted under Title I of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, WIOA, on the basis of the individual's citizenship status or participation in any WIOA Title I financially assisted program or activity. OCWDB and all its WIOA recipients must not discriminate in any of the following areas: deciding who will be admitted or have access to any WIOA Title I financially assisted program or activity, providing opportunities in or treating any person with regard to such a program or activity, or making employment decisions in the administration of or in connection with such a program or activity. OCWDB and all its WIOA recipients of federal financial assistance must take reasonable steps to ensure that communications with individuals with disabilities are as effective as communications with others. This means that, upon request and at no cost to the individual, recipients are required to provide appropriate auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. What to do if you believe you have experienced discrimination? If you think that you have been subjected to discrimination under a WIOA Title I financially assisted program or activity, you may file a complaint within 180 days from the date of the alleged violation with either your youth service provider or with the OCWDB's Equal Opportunity Officer or the Director, Civil Rights Center, also known as CRC, U.S. Department of Labor, 200 Constitution Avenue, Northwest, Room N4123, Washington, D.C. 20210, or electronically as directed on the CRC website at www.dol.gov/CRC. Once you file your complaint, you will be given the opportunity within 10 days to resolve your complaint through an informal conference. If your complaint is not resolved through the informal conference, it will be referred to OCWDB's Equal Opportunity Officer for a hearing. OCWDB must issue a written notice of final action within 90 days of the date the complaint was initially filed. If you file your complaint with your youth service provider or directly with OCWDB, you must wait until 90 days have passed without receiving a written notice of final action before filing your complaint with CRC. You must file your CRC complaint within 30 days of the 90-day deadline. Within 120 days after the day on which you initially filed your complaint, if you received a notice of final action but you are dissatisfied with OCWDB's decision, You may file an appeal with CRC within 30 days of the date on which you received the notice of final action. Please refer to your written acknowledgement form for the addresses of your service provider, the OCWDB EO officer, and the Civil Rights Center should you need one of the addresses. I understand these procedures as explained by staff. A full copy of these procedures is available to me upon request. Participant signature and date, parent or guardian signature if minor and date. This WIOA Title I Financially Assisted Program or Activity is an equal opportunity employer or program. Auxiliary aids and services are available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Request for services, aids, and/or alternative formats need to be made by calling 711 or 1-800-735-2922 for TDD or TTY users.